I heard these words coming through from the Spirit of God. My bride, where are you? I sought for you. You're to be ready, but you're not ready. The seriousness that God's trying to get his children ready. Things that are happening are not really normal. This world's having a lot of things that are not normal. We're coming up to the hour of the Lord is coming back. He's coming for a peculiar people, a zealous people, for those that overcome. And that's where it's at, I believe.
Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. And we give you praise and honor for your love, for your care, for your concern, for your power, for your purity, and for your plan. Oh, you have a wonderful plan that's so perfect. It's going to get us through a tiny little opening that will bring us into eternal life if we follow you. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom this evening in a wonderful way. Praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. And we want to welcome all of you who've joined us via the internet. You're in the living room where we have home church, and you're invited to be a part of this church in the home if you'd like. We're glad to have you with us. And God bless you.
Father, thank you so much for bringing us here tonight. Lord, it's only your care that keeps us. And we need you every single moment, every instant, Lord. We call upon you. We cry out to you, Lord, because we need you. We need you to help us be ready for your coming. We need you to help us tonight, Lord, to receive what you have for us. And we pray in Jesus' name that you would open our ears, open our eyes, open our hearts to receive from you, Lord God. We pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us and upon Brother Freedom, Lord, that we would be changed this night in Jesus' name. And we pray for your anointing on this service in every single aspect. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Father, we do praise you this night for all of your many blessings. We thank you for the salvation that you've given us. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. And Father, we pray that your people be awakened this hour, because I believe it is close. And Father, I just pray for a mighty anointing on tonight. Bless us only you can. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I'm amazed. There's nothing on the airways that even relate to Jesus. I can't remember as long as I live that at Christmas time, the songs that rang out, Noel, many songs, but our lambs got so hardened that anyone that says he proclaims the name of Jesus can be blocked up. And that lets me know that God's coming very soon. People really don't care. I think the biggest thing that I've seen, they don't really have any concern about the things of the Lord. Some of them believe it's there, but they don't really want to acknowledge it. But praise God, God's going to have a people. Those that overcome and seek God, God's going to bless them and help them. Be fitting if Jesus could come at the time of Christmas, because that's his birthday. See, we should be celebrating his birthday. He came that we might all live with him forever. Praise God, what a blessing. Oh, you think about it. It says, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither had entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them that love God. And said the Bible says also, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf whose hearts made perfect toward him. We're going to have to put some acknowledgement. Do we want to love the Lord? Or we love the things of this world? I believe some of the things of this world are not really evil the way we count it evil, but they do separate us from God. And that's the biggest evil that we can do is separating from God. Because God forgives us iniquity. He forgives our bad attitudes and helps us on those areas that he will not force you to humble yourself before the Lord your God. The Bible says he has showed the old man what is good. And what doth the Lord require thee? Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with their God. It says, be ye clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble shall hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord in thee, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. God's here. He doesn't force us. You know, a lot of times people will force people to do things. But God says, no, I don't want to force you. God is such a loving God, he lets you choose the way you want to go. And he goes by what we want, the way we want to go. To me, nothing satisfies but the Lord. Nothing compares what God has for you. It's beyond your imagination. To me, it is. In His presence is fullness of joy. In His right hand, pleasures evermore. But to receive these things, you don't get them by just commanding it, anything like that. It's by living for God. Then He comes down and blesses you. God's not a harsh God here on earth. He is coming down the weather part now and about feeling what's happening. And I believe it's from the Lord. Our nation was built on the principles of God, on the Lord. Look where our money used to be. In God we trust. We live in a nation. In God we trust. As a Christian nation, God bless us. Look at World War II. Midway. Mothers prayed. And it was just a total turnaround what it could have been. So many times in war efforts, Patton in Europe, they were losing. Patton told his chaplains, do what they're paid to do. Start praying. The weather was all for Hitler. We couldn't do anything. He had all the men. He had four times the panzer divisions, the heavy tank divisions. And we just had the old M4s and those. They were not really comparing with what Hitler had. When they started praying, just a couple of days, God turned around. And just a few days don't take long with the Lord. Here they'd been up against an element of coldness. United States and the Allies didn't have clothes like the Germans had. Germans had great big heavy, whatever they wore, like Parkers or something like that. And our man was there in the cold. Cold can do a heavy thing when you're, especially in combat. It works in your mind. You're so cold, you just don't care if your life, you there, you do care, but you just can't. It's something God all set, brought this totally around in a few days. In Midway, they would have the Zeros would be on this battleship or aircraft carriers. They had their fighter planes in there, and they would either be torpedo bombers or might just have gunships where they dogfight and those kind of things. Basically, I guess it's the same planes almost. They've been changing over, and our young pilots had no experience at all. But they made bullseyes after bullseyes after bullseyes and sunk the big part of Tokyo's navy. That was God. It's God. He is God. And see, when our churches soften the blow of God, what they're doing is like you had an outfit out here that was a real powerful. He's on the side, but yet you make it where there was nothing really, there was no punch to it. God has a punch. It says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I, the Lord thy God, shall what a raise up a standard against him. And that standard of God is in 91st Psalms, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That 91st Psalms had to be directly from heaven. When David wrote that, it must have been right, because those words really do what God wants to do. In Germany too, in Europe, there's a captain. He said, I can't force you, but I want you to learn the 91st Psalm. He said, I believe it would be for our good. As I remember, they didn't lose any men at all. And they had a lot of victories. See, we take these things, this is what the average Christian takes these things that God gives lightly. You know, we don't see God. We don't see Him. You know, our little church down here, we don't worry about things like that. We don't, you know, if He heals us, but then these people get really earnest that, my God's great. He's powerful. He can move mighty mountains. Those people do great mighty exploits. And there's a difference in them. Because God sees the motivation. The pilot system comes in a big position. You know, these big excavators. Gigantic, great big, some of them go tremendous. Big hydraulic cylinders. And the operator just sit there, little controls like this, makes it go up and down. He's not doing nothing, but boy, is it moving the material. God's the same way. We don't do nothing. He just wants us to touch the control. My son, oh, you do this. I felt that many times in God, and I know it's right. He wants us to say, my dad's bigger than your dad. The world's dad is Satan's. Our dad is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. A lot of difference. They have a phony God, but God's real. He's forever faithful. His eye is over the righteous, and the ear is open to their call. He's going to call on me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great, not little things, great and mighty things you know not. That's the God we serve, don't you? I out there in the world, don't you? That's who I serve. He's great. I'm a washed out in the physical. I can't even walk. I can't even get around. But I praise God. God's real. I don't know how I do what I do, but it takes God because, you know, lock me up in a room, basically. I can't even get around. I just do it all the time. I do it every day. Have to get up something like this, or well, I get these. They do make some tools that help me, like a chew spoon, a long one. Got a little hook on the end, get a hold of your pants to help you get legs through. Because I can't stand up that way and put my clothes on. God's got a great, that's the way He is. You can't even do nothing, but He does it all. I'm living proof of what God is. He is great. Hallelujah, the Lord our God that you love. Yea, I am here this night to bless you. I'm here to strengthen you. I say to the people of this world, you should be listening to this message tonight because I've called you to be ready in this last hour. I say your nation is far from God, but I'm calling forth the people out of this nation that love their God, and I will bless thee, and you'll be a people that I'll keep throughout the eternity. For I am here to help you. I'm here to bless you. I'm here to be your artwork with you and on your side, and I will heal thee. I'll bless thee. I can do all things if you only believe. I say, my people, come this night. Come, and I will love thee. And I'll put a guard around thee. And nothing shall stop thee. Nothing to detour thy walk. For I'm here to help thee. I'm here to help you walk victorious in the Lord your God. And do not fear what comes your way, because I have not given you the spirit of fear, but I have given you the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. Wake up, arise to the occasion that is before you, and I'll bless you. I say when things get hard, I'd be my delight to help thee more and more. For I am a jealous God, but I love my people, and I shall provide for them. Come, my people, and I will love thee, that thou might be ready this last days, said Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. You know, I can hardly talk, but God still used me. You know, God is real. The world sees me as a cull, but God sees me as a vessel of praise. See, I know that's why I'm going through what I'm going through. Because if you see me all through the day, there's no way I can even get around, but I get around. God gets people to even give me rides, provides for me. God does everything well. He'll provide for you. He'll keep his eye upon you. You'll not faint. Oh, God's going to keep you the hour of temptation. Bless you. Encourage you. Because you have kept his love throughout this hour. The hour of temptation, when it comes this way, it says this is going to come to pass against the whole world. But you can be ready when the whole world falls away. The Lord will keep his people in that hour. God can bless you, help you, to love you, to fulfill your needs. He's saying, my people, be ready. My people, be ready. My people, be ready. That's very serious. See, the Bible says, and knowing the time, now it's high time to wake out of sleep. For now is your salvation nearer than you believe. The day at hand, lest they cast off all the works of darkness. Let's put on the whole armor of light. And knowing the time, it's high time to wake out of sleep. God wants that to be instilled in your life, your hearts tonight. And knowing that time, you need to be ready. For God will keep you from that hour. I pray that God will bless you this night, encourage you, strengthen you, In his loving name, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. See, I'm happy like I am. We need to be happy how state we're in. Content in all areas. Last night it got a terrible cold, but praise God, God was with me. I'm happy. Happy is God's people. God bless you all. God wants to bless you. Make his face to shine upon you. Love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings and your promises. We reach out for you, Lord God. We love you. Thank you for how you've spoken this night. And we pray that you would bless everyone who has tuned in, that they would continue to tune in to you, Lord, especially in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, what shall renew their strength. We need that renewing. God bless you. Love you all. Love you out there throughout this world. Word goes to, I love you. Brother Freedom loves you. I know all these brothers and sisters here love you too. God bless you.